So we're up to Perek Mem Hei, very beginning. Pasuk Aleph, Koyma Hashem leMeshicho leChoresh Asher Hechazati b'Mino. So says Hashem to Koresh. Koresh here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is predicting that he's calling simply Koresh his anointed one. Different interpretations, we'll see one at a time. But according to the simple interpretation, he's calling Koresh Mashiach. Why is Koresh called Mashiach? That's quite a compliment. Because he will be the one who Hashem has selected to be instrumental in building and rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash, to build the Bayis Sheni. And the Bayis Sheni was meant to be what we call the Bayis Shlishi, the permanent Beis HaMikdash that would last forever. And Koresh is the one that was meant to be.
I don't know if it's working with the battery.
So Koresh was the one that was meant to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls him the Meshichoi, my anointed one. Okay, that is how Rashi and the Mitzudas learned. We'll see the Mitzudas first. The Meshichoi LeKoresh, Al Meshichoi Al Koresh, Ratzlam Al Koresh, Shehigdil V'Himshol Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu elevated him. So what the Mitzudos is saying, Rashi says it's more and more detailed, is that the word here, the Meshichah, does not literally mean an anointed one with sanctity and Shem and Hamishch, like it's used in the Torah. It means here, my great one, the one who I have elevated, who I have made great, because I have for him a very great role. And the great role is he will conquer, he will destroy my enemy, the nation of Bavel, he'll be a partner with Modai in destroying Bavel. Bavel was the enemy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu because Bavel, of course, destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. We learned in Yeshaya, we learned in the beginning of Sefer Yeshaya, that the punishment that was meted out to Bavel was much greater in a large degree than the punishment that was given. If you want, there's another way. Then the punishment that was given to other nations. The reason why there was a greater punishment to Bavel than the other nations is because Bavel destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. In fact, I think if you remember correctly, there are 14 nations. Okay, I'm pretty sure there are 14 nations which Yeshaya prophesizes about their destruction, their churban, their punishment. And if you look closely, the one that gets the brunt of his anger is Bavel. And the reason given is because Bavel is the worst. Why are they the worst? Because they are the ones who actually destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Who is the one that's going to be Hashem's agent in bringing Bavel down? It's going to be Paras Umadai. Who is the Melech of Paras? Koresh. What will Koresh do after he concludes destroying Bavel? He will allow the Jewish people to return to Eretz Yisrael. Now we're going to see soon in this psukim that was not Hashem's original intent. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted more from Koresh. Koresh, to a certain degree, failed. He failed to fulfill Hashem's calling. Hashem wanted, we'll see the Rashi soon, Hashem wanted Koresh himself to build the Beis HaMikdash. Koresh should send his workers, his craftsmen, and his supplies, and he should actually physically pick up every single Jew and put them on a plane and send them to Eretz Yisrael and make sure the entire population returns to Eretz Yisrael. Koresh did not do that. He failed. Instead, all he did was he said, anyone who wants to go back to Eretz Yisrael, go! I'm not going to stop you. You can go. If you want to go, I'll grant visas, I'll sign all the papers, you can go. If you want to build a Beis HaMikdash, I'm not going to stop you. But Koresh himself did not take an active role in rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash and returning Bnei Yisrael to their homeland. And therefore, he was a failure in that respect. What? Yes, so here the Navi told him that this one is extremely unique about Koresh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu even said, we'll see his name. Before he was born, Hashem told Yeshaya there will be a person whose name is Koresh. He will be the Melech, and he will be the one that will bring about the building of the Bayis Sheni. And I want him, and he told him, it's not exactly clear what exactly the exact words. I mean, we have here the words of Yeshaya. Were there more details? Very possibly, very likely, yes. and Koresh was informed of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu predicted about him by Yishai. Yishai was no longer living, of course. By the time that Koresh was born, Yishai was long, has left us long before. The Yishai died at the time of Menashe, and Yechizkiyahu died 125 years before the Churban Bayis Rishon, and Koresh did not arrive on the scene 70 years later, so we're dealing over here with almost 200 years later. First Koresh comes, arrives on the scene, and he is told by other prophets, later prophets, Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi, and Zerubbabel, and Daniel, and Ezra. I'm sure he was informed of what Yishai predicted about him 200 years, and he did listen. He did recognize that he had a mission. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had him in mind in advance, but he did not live out the full potential of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted from him. So here we'll see one more time. The pasuk Koyim Hashem l'Mashiach is anointed one l'Choyrish. Hashem hechazakti b'mino. I have strengthened him b'mino with my right hand. Hashem saying that I have strengthened him. I've given him my full attention, my full power. I have given over to him l'rad l'fon of goyim, and to cause nations to be humbled. Rad means to descend. He will have the power to step, to trod upon nations. U'mosnei melachim afateach. I will cause the loins of the kings to be open. When a person goes out to war, he girds his loins. He wraps a strong belt around his loins to strengthen him, to give him strength to fight in battle. So all of these kings, I'm going to undo their belts. U'masnei melachim afateach. That means to open up. They're opening up the belt that they put on their thighs to give them strength. I'm going to undo the strength of all of the kings. This is an expression. I'm going to weaken them. Liftoach lefanav dilosav. I'm going to open up doors. Every city in ancient times had massive doors. Ushadim lo yisageru, and the gates will not be locked in front of the king Koresh. He will have the ultimate authority, the power over the world, to do whatever he wants. He will conquer Bavel. He will lead the world, and he will have authority. Let's go here. Rashi. Rashi says the Mashicho. Kal Shem Gedulo. So again, like we said before, that a Mashiach does not over here literally mean that he is Melech HaMashiach. Koresh was a non-Jew. He's not Melech HaMashiach. Melech HaMashiach comes from Klal Yisrael, comes from Malchus David. Malchus Yosef and David, not from a non-Jew. But Al Shem Gedulo, Kruya Mashiach, Kmo Lucha Nisatia L'mashcha. Like we find an example that I've given you authority. Rabbi Seinu Amru L'melech HaMashiach Oymer HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the other before, that's the Pshut Shomer. That's the first interpretation. L'mashiach means Gedulo, greatness. I have elevated this individual, this non-Jew Koresh, to a position of authority where he can be instrumental in rebuilding the Bayis Sheni. Period. Now we have a second interpretation. And in that interpretation, the word Mashiach literally means Melech HaMashiach. We're talking to whoever this individual will be. And Hashem is complaining. The Rabbi Seinu Amru, L'melech HaMashiach, Oymer HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking here, L'meshicho, to the Melech HaMashiach, Koyver La'ani L'cha. I am complaining to you concerning Al Koresh, Kidisa Bemesech the Megillah, like Mesech Megillah there says, because I wanted this person, Koresh, to do more to force the Jewish people to return to Eretz Yisrael. For he himself to oversee the construction of the Beis HaMikdash to guarantee that it is rebuilt. The Jewish people at this point in time were extremely weak, extremely vulnerable. They didn't have the means, the finances, and the ability to build a Beis HaMikdash. When they built the Bayis Sheni, Chazal tell us it was very modest. It was a very modest structure until years later they were able to afford to build up the Beis HaMikdash to a much more beautiful building. But the Koresh, if he would have taken a more active role, then things would have been different. Okay, now let's go to the Pasuk Beis HaMikdash Lefanecha. Yeah.
Sorry. Is it an oversimplification saying Mashiach the Koresh, the one who is anointed by his people?
I hear what you're saying. See, they don't say that. They say either a Mashiach, because I don't know if you can use that expression. If Tanakh would use that expression to in reference to a non-Jewish leader. Non-Jewish leaders, I don't know if they were doing such a thing.
By his own people.
Is there such a thing by non-Jewish kings that they were anointed? Was that only unique to Klal Yisrael? I don't know. Could be, yeah.
Well, it also can be used as the one who is designated and appointed like.
That's Rashi's first interpretation.
Right.
That's Rashi's. No, but there that Meshulam Chama means they really were anointed. There was a sanctity. Meshulam Chama has sanctity. There was Shemana Begadim, there was Shemana Mishcha. So Rashi's first interpretation is L'mashicho means, it does not mean literally, there's no special Shemen HaMishcha, and there is no special sanctity, it just means the Great One. The Great One. That's a borrowed term. That's extremely common in Sefer Yeshayah. Rashi always says Lashon, it's an expression that's borrowed, and that's what it's doing here according to the first edition. Second edition says no. The Mashiach is not referring to Koresh. It's referring to the Melech HaMashiach from Klal Yisrael. And Hashem is complaining about Koresh. Koresh failed. I wanted him to do more and he did not do more. I gave him this authority, this power. Yeah.
Klal Yisrael was weak at that time.
Yes.
So what is it? Here's Melech HaMashiach literally at that time?
Well, Melech HaMashiach, no. So I don't know what I hear. I don't know what it means exactly. Maybe it means Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel was meant to be the Melech HaMashiach. Zerubbabel was a descendant of David, and if Bnei Yisrael were worthy, were Roy, he would have been the Melech HaMashiach. That's what Chazal say. His name was Zerubbabel. That was the name of one of David's descendants. So maybe Hashem was speaking to Zerubbabel. Maybe it means something more mystical, that Kadosh Baruch was speaking in Shemayim to Eliyahu HaNavi, to the neshamos of, or Kadosh Baruch Hu is speaking, it's a reference to what Hashem will say later in the future when Mashiach will come. I complain this could have been done a long time ago. Why did you have to wait almost 2,000 years? This could have happened long ago. Okay, so it's not really clear, saying, well, you're asking a very good question. Where is Mashiach? Mashiach wasn't born yet. Mashiach is not here yet, so who is Hashem speaking to? I hear the question. I don't know. It's a very good question.
In the Navi, we have like a bar after the.
Okay, I don't have that bar in my. Let me go look in yours.
Yeah, there's
six. Okay,
if I look at the truck.
So it's a.
It's a vertical bar.
It's a pasuk. It's a pasuk.
Okay, it's a zarka. I have here after Hashem, it's a zarka, and after the mashicha or zarka. You have that?
Let me look.
That's very unusual. It's very. You very rarely have a double zarka. Zarka.
Is that one of the trucks that you stop?
No, you continue. Well,
because what it looked like you have under the chariot and
Hezak.
That's a munach and munach.
Vertical line. That's a stop sign.
Munach and
munach. If you have a car, that's a stop sign.
It's not a truck.
I suppose.
But the munach and the munach stops also or not?
No, they go as you
do. So no, the munach
on that bar.
There's a munach under the bar.
It's
a munach.
I have the bar after the Kurish, right after the Kurish. Koyma Hashem l'mashichoy l'chayrish. Bar. That's a psik, so that's a stop.
But does the truck also show it that way?
The truck is a munach munach revi'i, which would mean yena l'chayrish asher chazakti bimino would go together. Those three words go together.
If you go according to the truck, you say Koyma Hashem l'mashichoy.
Period.
Period.
Right.
Then you could use
Hashem is
complaining
again. So anyway, but the medrash, it's very common. The medrash and the pshat do not always, the medrash especially, do not always conform with the ta'amim. Because you could take two words, which even though according to the tradition the two words are completely separate sentences. But we make a drasha, put the two together. So right. So there are many degrees of interpretation. And let's go further. Pasuk Beis. Ani lefanecha elech. Hashem is saying about it. Over here, these psukim describe how Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving Koresh the ultimate power. Ani I Hashem lefanecha elech will go before you. And what will I do for you? Vehadurim a yasher. Hadurim means a crooked road. All of the crooked roads I will straighten. I will make it easy for you to conquer the world. Anything that is crooked will be straight. Dalsos nechusha ashaber, copper doors I will break. These were very mighty in ancient times. The mighty doors of cities were made from copper. Do not worry, I will break them down before you. Uvriche barzel, and the crossbar that would protect these copper doors inside the cities. Likewise, agade, I will cut down, I will remove and take them away so you can conquer the world. I will give you storehouses of darkness. Now, why does it say darkness? I mean, I'll give you wealth. The Hoviah Kodesh Baruch Hu said that your war chest will be infinite. Do not worry about money. You will have all the funds you need to conquer, to do your battles, and do what you want. So why does it say choshech? So the Mitzuda says, according to the simple interpretation, because that was the derech. When you store your money, you don't store your money out on Times Square. The money is stored in vaults, in caves, in places where it's dark. So it's a simple expression. Otros choshech, storehouses that are dark, basically means in secret caves. U mat mune mistarim, and secret hiding places. Mistar means a secret. Mat mune means also a hiding place, a tamun, something that is concealed. Hiding places, secret hiding places. And I will give you also this expression that I'm going to give you enormous wealth. L'man teida. Now this is a very interesting l'man teida. Now this is so that you shall know. Ki ani Hashem Hakari v'shimcha Elokei Yisrael. Now you could simply read the pasuk in a different order. Ki ani Hashem Elokei Yisrael. If you want to make it very simple, take the words Elokei Yisrael and read it with ani Hashem. You shall know that I am Hashem, the God of Israel, Hakorei v'shimcha, and I am predicting your existence. I am calling out in your name before you are even born, because I have for you a mission. The mission is you're going to assist my people, my people in Yisrael, in rebuilding the base Hamidash. Or you can learn the pasuk simply, it's Keni Hashem, period. Hakori v'shimcha Elokei Yisrael, that the Elokei Yisrael calls out in your name in advance. Same idea. But basically, I think the easiest way to read the pasuk is take the words out of order, which is very common. Keni Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Hakori v'shimcha is calling out in your name. And there's a beautiful radak here. I don't have the radak in front of me. You don't have it either in your seat, but the radak says, this is the difference. No, it's fine. I don't need it. Quraysh was the first world power that recognized his success came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who were the previous world powers? At least at this period of time, the years, I mean, dealing with Paro also says, Mi Hashem Hashesh Nabokolo. But let's deal with this period of time, during the time of the kings, during the time leading up to the Churban Bayis Rishon, the world powers was Ashur and was Nebuchadnezzar. Those were the two major world leaders up in the immediate past, Ashur and Nebuchadnezzar. Both Ashur and Nebuchadnezzar, over and over in Tanakh, denied Hashem's existence. I don't know if they necessarily denied Hashem's existence. Okay, thank you very much. Thank you very much. They over and over said, okay, very important, so I'll show you some of Sukkim. They over and over said that their success is because of their power. Koichi the oitzem yodi osali esachayel hazeh. Let me see if I quickly find the pasuk here in the Radak.
One pasuk is Nebuchadnezzar says, "Mi li b'shamayim."
Who is who? There's no one, right? There's no authority. And let me read over here what it says. Koresh hikir. Koresh hikir zebedaita ki mi Hashem. Can we read what it says? We find that Koresh himself said later on, all of the kingdoms of the world Hashem has given me. He openly acknowledged that his success came directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ulefi, I'm reading from the Radak now, Ulefi Shamalachim Asher Lufanav, his Gohu, they were arrogant. V'loihi Kiru Hakel, they refused to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ach Shalach Yad Mohammed until HaKadosh Baruch Hu conquered, destroyed them. K'moy Melech Ashur Sh'amah, what did he say? B'koyach Yadi Asisi. Everything that I did came with my own power, uvichochmosi, and with my wisdom, ki nivu nosi, because I'm a genius. I'm a genius, and that's why I'm successful. Unuvichanetz amar ehele albomosi, I'll go upon a high cloud. Adam elo elyon, I'll be just like God. I'm an equal to God. This is what Unuvichanetz said. Therefore, his boyin koresh ba'atzma, koresh was unique. He was the first one to recognize the Rosh Shehorishonim Sheneskohu Naflu Biatkel, that his predecessors, Nebuchadnezzar, Ashur, Paro, probably all the other kings, all those other world powers, linked up until that time. The reason why they fell was because of their arrogance. Kihiko Lekel, Kiakoyach Lekel, V'yada, he recognized ki v'yada hakol, he was the first secular king. It's an amazing idea here. It's an amazing concept. He was the first world power, first king of the secular world that openly acknowledged that success comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's an amazing, we don't really, Baruch Hashem live in America, on every dollar bill, every penny, it says, God we trust. Okay, so even though not every president of the United States is that religious, but you know, it's built in to a certain degree into the United States. The United States today is the world power. In God we trust. But here it wasn't like that until this point in time. He was the first. The one that elevates, the one that lowers. Fascinating Radak, and that's how you learn simple pshat in this pasuk. In this pasuk,
you're not saying that Nebuchadnezzar said, "Recognize God, but I did it on my own."
Adam Elo Elyon. The Radak just quotes the pasuk. Adam Elo Elyon, famous pasuk.
While Koresh said, "There is a God, and He did it for me."
Right, right, exactly. Nebuchadnezzar fell. Nebuchadnezzar and Koresh, they did appear to recognize that Hakadosh, there is a God. They did appear to recognize, but yet. I can overcome him. He's fine. He is a power. But there are other powers. There are other gods. And I'm also a god. I'm just as powerful. Adam Elo Elyon, Nebuchadnezzar, Koresh. I'm in Asher. But not Koresh. And that's how you read Pshat in this pasuk. Nesati l'cha itzras chesh. I'm going to give you the wealth. U'matmuni m'mistorim l'man teda. And all of your success will be so that you should know. You shall come to know. Ki ani Hashem. The success, you will come to recognize that it's I call out for you in advance, and why am I granting you success? Pasuk Dalet, Leman Avdi Yaakov. You should know the reason why your success is because you are going to be an instrument, a tool in my hand to rebuild the Beis Hamikdash, to assist the chosen nation, Klal Yisrael, Leman Avdi Yaakov, my servant Yaakov, Yisrael Bichiri, and the nation Yisrael was my chosen one. Ve'ekro lucha v'bishmecha, I've called out in your name before you were born. I actually said your name, Koresh. That was a name that appears to be unique to him. It was predicted. The prophets have told him that 200 years ago there was a prophet, Yeshaya. He actually said your name. He predicted that you would be born, and he gave you a mission. Achancha, and at other times he did not actually say your name. There were other prophecies where he referred to you with a kinui. Achancha means a kinui, which means a nickname. He didn't actually say your name, Mr. Koresh. He said there will be a person who will be a leader, a world leader, at this period of time after the Churban Bayis Rishon, 70 years after the Churban Bayis Rishon, that will be God's instrument in rebuilding the Beis Hamikdash. So this is an interesting idea, which there were different prophecies that were explicit about you and your specific name, and there were other prophecies that were more vague. It referred to a great leader, which you fit the role with Achancha, a kinui, v'lo yidatoni, at the point in time when this was said about you, you did not know me, because you did not exist. You were not even born at that moment in time. And there's just one interesting medrash over here, about the pasuk we mentioned before, of Ani Hashem Akorei v'shimcha, the oitzros choshech, the treasures of darkness, umat mune mistarim, and the secret hiding place of wealth. And the Medrash says that this refers specifically to the wealth of Nebuchadnezzar. And this is a very interesting idea. We spoke about this when we spoke about the Dal Golios, when we spoke about the Chag Gaya in Pesach. This is a very interesting idea. Let me just read it. I'm going to read the words. This is a Esther Rabbah in Esther Rabbah. Omar Rabbi Tanchuma. Rabbi Tanchuma says, Nebuchadnezzar sichik mochik. What does that mean?
May his bones rot.
May his bones rot. Thank you.
May his name be erased.
Sigil kol memono shel olam. Sigil means he gathered. Nebuchadnezzar yimach shemo. He gathered all the money of the world. Okay, this is Nebuchadnezzar melech bavel. And what did he do? Kol mon shel olam choyso eino tzar b'memono. And he was stingy. Kevon shenot olamos, when he got old, when its time came to die, Omar. Mo ani oniach kol mamon ze le'evel meroidach. why should I bequeath all of the wealth of the world to my son? Now that's very funny, because you would think, Adam, that's the custom of the world. A person wants his legacy to live on. Who can he trust greater with his legacy other than his own son? But as we know, Nebuchadnezzar did not get along with his son. And that's a fascinating thing. And we learn from Rav Chaim Kanievsky, the reason why that was so is because, it's a fascinating idea, because Nebuchadnezzar was a Babli, was a Babylonian, and he married, by mistake, a Kazdi. There were two different nations, as we discussed. There were the Kazdim and the Babliim. Even though, as far as most of us are concerned, they're one and the same. And even some of the Farshim, they say that it's exactly the same. It's just that the Kazdim were the upper class of the Babylonians. But it's clear that Rav Chaim Kanievsky said it's not necessarily so. They were two different nations. They were cousin nations. And there was some type of competition between the two. And Nebuchadnezzar, who was a native Babli, he married a woman from a different nation, a Kasti. And the son followed the mother. I guess that was the way it was in ancient times. The son follows the nationality of the mother. And therefore, he did not want his malchus, his wealth, to go to his son, because that would mean the malchus would transfer from Bavel to the Kasdim. And that was a no-no. He would not allow that to happen. So what did he do? He hid all of the world's wealth. Omad the Gozar, he got up. The Gozar, he made a decree. He enlisted his master craftsmen. The Osas Sefinos Gedolos Shel Nechoshes. He made massive ships of copper. Mili Oisam Mamon, he filled up these ships with money. V'chafar v'hitminam b'nahar paras, and I guess he caused these ships to sink. They were made from copper, so it would preserve. The money would not get wet. The things would not get damaged in these airtight ships. And they were buried in the Euphrates. So hafach paras aleihem, and they were hidden. They were gone. They were hidden from mankind. And along came v'gozar uv'osah yom shamad koresh, on the day when HaKadosh Baruch Hu appointed Koresh, when the time came for Bavel to be destroyed, and the new world power was Modai and Paras, Koresh came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was Goizer, that he should find the money, the wealth of Nebuchadnezzar. Uv'osah yom shamad Koresh, v'gozah shibonu beis hamigdash, gilo isim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed, the money, the wealth of Nebuchadnezzar to Koresh. Hadohu dichsiv, and that's the pshat here in this pasuk. Koyamar Hashem l'mashichu l'koresh asher chazakti bimino v'goymer chsiv asrei v'nasati l'cho oitzrois choyshech. I will give you these storehouses of darkness. It's referring specifically to the wealth of Nebuchadnezzar. Umatmune mistarim. This refers to Nebuchadnezzar because he needs the money. A king, in order to be successful, a king needs a lot of money. For wars, you need a large war chest. And when it comes to, especially for his mission, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted him to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, he needed a lot of money to relocate, to bring Klal Yisrael back to Eretz Yisrael. That was what he was supposed to do. And that's one interpretation of this pasuk. Let's go pasuk Hey, Ani Hashem Einod. Here, we come to, Hashem is continuing to tell Koresh to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the creator. This was a time that was mesugal for the Most High Mashiach. We had this so many times. Almost half of the Sefer of Yeshayah was all about Chizkiyahu. How Chizkiyahu, he was roid to be Melech HaMashiach, and Sancheriv, they were Goig Magog, and it was a mesugal, a time that was a special time where Mashiach could have come, but unfortunately things did not work out. Here again, after the Churban Bayis Rishon, at the time of the building of the Bayis Sheni, through Koresh, he was meant to assist in helping Klal Yisrael bring Mashiach. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him all of these things. Recognize now it's an ace Ratzon. Ani Hashem, and I am Hashem, the Einod, Zulasi, and Elkin, besides me, there is no God. A'az Recha, I have helped you. I have put everything in place to be of your, to assist you, in so that you shall bring out the mission that I have for you, v'lo yidatani, and all of this was done before you knew me. You were not even born. Way before you were born, everything was put in place to bring out to assist you. Pasuk vav l'man yedus, so that it should be known me mizrach shemesh u'mimarava, from east to west, all the way from when the sun rises to the sun sets. As we say in davening, yichvod ki efes bil'odoi, there's nothing besides me. Ani Hashem, I am Hashem, there's nothing else. Like we say in Elaine, here you see everything from Tzvila, every single thing you say in Tzvila is taken, extracted from Tanakh in one form or another. And right away here you see over here, Mimizach Shemesh Amavom, that's really Pasuk, I think Pasuk in Tehillim. But you have a very similar expression here. Einod, this is in Aleinu, Ani Hashem Einod. Now we have a classic Pasuk, and this has been used in the first Bracha Yotzer. Yotzer Or Uvoirei Chayeshech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one who creates Or, light, and Yotzer Or, Hashem forms lightness, Uvoirei Chayeshech, and creates darkness. Oseh Shalom, Hashem makes peace, Uvoirei. So what would you expect it to say? Esakol. But that's not what it says. Here is the original form, Uvoirei Ro. Hashem creates evil, and Hashem oiseh kol ila. I am Hashem who does all of these. Now let's see what this means according to this interpretation. Let's see over here the Mitzudos, and then we'll see Rashi. So the Mitzudos says, the Pasuk Zayin, Yoitzer or, Ratzolem, ani Yahu v'hoiseh davar v'apuchoy. And it's I, Hashem, that creates everything and its opposite. This is a very important principle. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's always Ze Le'uma Ze Boro Elokim. There always has to be a balance. There always has to be Bechira Chofshes. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu always preserves in every generation the perfect balance. Ani Yotze Or Li Yisrael, I create Or for Yisrael, Vani Bore Choshech L'Bovel. So here, the Choshech, according to the Mitzudos, and the Rashi really says the same thing. We'll see in a moment, the darkness is for Bavel. At this point in time, Bavel is going to be destroyed. And the destruction of Bavel was to allow Bnei Yisrael to return to Eretz Yisrael and rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Ani oseh shalom li Yisrael, v'ani borei ro le Bavel, shu hofuch ha-shalom v'hu kofa lo'inyim b'masham. And the passage repeats itself, the idea is repeated itself. That's the Rashi. Yoitzer or la tzadikim, v'borei choshech le Bavel. So Rashi, instead of saying Yisrael, the whole cloud is V'ami Chulam Tzadikim. And the Ra, here, the darkness is for Bava. They're going to be destroyed. B'chein Oseh Shalom B'bari Ra, same thing. Now, there's a few small but short points. Why does it say, we discussed this, why does it say the word Yoitzer by Or and the word Uvorei by Choshech? So first of all, this is a philosophical idea that's discussed a lot by the Mefarshim. What is darkness? So if you ask a scientist, they'll tell you, I mean, not anymore, we discussed this, there's someone over here mentioned this, but it used to be believed by secular non-Jews that darkness is not a bria, it's absence of light. It's not. There's something called nothingness. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Or. So we see here in the past that's not so. Choshech is a bria. And in fact, it's a greater creation than Or. Or, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence is something that is before creation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bereishis Bara Elokim Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu existed before this world existed. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kula Or. So the Or is beyond creation. It is a Mitzias. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world, He created Tzimtzum. He created the concept of Choshech to hide HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence, to give men Bechira Chofshes, to choose Tov and reject Ra. So Choshech is a greater Bria. Or is formed. The matter is there. It just has to be formed in different shapes to bring out Kavod Shemayim. But Choshech, the ability that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the hidden nature, the Anochi Aster Panai, that is a Beria Uborei Choshech. Now, Oseh Shalom HaKadosh Baruch Hu does creates peace. Uborei, we do not want to say in the Nusach HaTfilah Ra. We don't want to start the day with saying Ra. And that's why the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, when they formed the Bracha of Yotzar, they changed it to, it's a Bracha, it's not going to quote a Pasuk. Uvore es hakoil, but it refers to what it says here, ra, which corresponds to the bore choshech. Okay, I think with that we will. Let's see what's in the Medrash. No, I think we got all the Medrashim. So that will stop.